With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Eagle Pass, Texas, one of the busiest border crossings for illegal aliens, will get a visit today from a large Republican congressional delegation. 60 lawmakers visiting the area for an up-close and personal look at the border chaos. And the Biden administration is fighting in court to keep the southern border wide open in the face of efforts by Texas to secure it.
The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow Border Patrol agents to cut razor wire that Texas installed on the U.S.-Mexico border while a lawsuit over the wire continues. The Justice Department asking the justices to put on hold last month's appellate ruling in favor of Texas, which forced federal agents to stop cutting the wire the state had installed along roughly 30 miles of the Rio Grande near the border city of Eagle Pass. Large numbers of migrants have crossed there in recent months. John Scott reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, what will future generations of Americans have to say about this? The national debt? It's another record high.
The Treasury Department reports the national debt eclipsed the $34 trillion mark several years sooner than pre-pandemic projections. The Congressional Budget Office's January 2020 projections had gross federal debt eclipsing $34 trillion in fiscal year 2029. But the debt grew faster than expected because of a multi-year pandemic starting in 2020 that shut down much of the U.S. economy. The government borrowed heavily under then-President Donald Trump and during the Biden administration to stabilize the economy and support a recovery. But the rebound came with a surge of inflation that pushed up interest rates and made it more expensive for the government to service its debts. Norman Hall, Washington.
On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures down 88 points, and NASDAQ futures off 81 points. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court says Texas does not have to accept abortion guidance from the Biden administration.
Abortion opponents have been challenging the emergency care law guidance in multiple states, including Texas, where the state also joined the lawsuit after they won at the district court level. The Biden administration appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that's just been rejected by a three-judge panel. Opponents say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of a mother, but that the federal guidance goes too far. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Once again, abortion was the number one cause of death in the world during 2023. According to Worldometer, which tracks global population data, more than 73 million abortions were carried out around the globe last year. All other possible causes of death accounted for 67 million, meaning that 52% of the 2023 fatalities were caused by abortion. This is SRN News. Nearly a dozen communities will be getting a recount of the national head count.
11 small cities in Illinois and Iowa have signed agreements with the U.S. Census Bureau for a second count of their residents this year. City officials in those communities say their populations have grown so fast in 3 years that officials believe they are leaving state funding for roads and other items on the table. Some also believe that a new count would open their communities to new businesses by showing they've crossed a population threshold. Bonder Durant, Iowa, was a city of more than 8,700 residents in mid-2022. That's an 18% increase over the 2020 census figure. I'm Donna Warder.
Authorities have arrested a 10-year-old Northern California boy on suspicion of fatally shooting another child with his father's gun. Police say the father was an ex-felon, wasn't supposed to have a gun. He's under arrest along with the child. More details, SRNnews.com.